USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 million to construct or repair as many as 234 miles of the border barrier. Outside the White House today, President Trump says he plans on being sued.
And they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer call this an unlawful declaration over a crisis that doesn't exist.
A federal judge on Friday ordered Roger Stone, his attorneys, and special counsel Robert Mueller to stop talking publicly about their case involving the charges against Stone. The judge also ordered lawyers and potential witnesses to refrain from commenting to the press when they enter or exit the D.C. courthouse. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The weather in California continues to cause problems. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California is at the heart of a weather system known as the Pineapple Express. That brings lots of rain, also snow and wind. Rising waters in a storm channel east of Los Angeles led to the rescue of 9 people and 3 dogs. One woman suffered a heart attack during the rescue and later died. Some 30 million people are under flood watches or warnings, with nearly 80 reports across the state of mud flows, much of which are in the burn scars from last year's wildfires.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's grievance with the NFL has been resolved. That's according to his lawyers. It was also reported that the Alliance of American Football League reached out to Kaepernick about playing in its league prior to the start last weekend. Kaepernick is said to have wanted $20 million to play in the AAF, which is more than what players are paid. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories, with President Trump declaring a national emergency, the president also took some time to answer questions from reporters, including CNN's Jim Acosta.
What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall because you couldn't get it through other ways?
What do you think? Do you think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons. Okay, because your question is a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN, you're fake news, you have an agenda. The numbers that you gave are wrong. Take a look at our federal prison population. See how many of them, percentage-wise, are illegal aliens. Just see. Go ahead and see. It's a fake question.
A man from Fort Collins, Colorado, tells a harrowing story of his recent run-in with a mountain lion. Travis Kaufman says he was alone for a midday run along a trail.
I turned around and just was pretty bummed out to see a mountain lion chasing after me. It grabbed onto my hand and wrist, and from there it started to claw at my face and neck.
As far as how Kaufman fought off the mountain lion?
I stepped on its neck with my right foot, finally stopped moving, and then jaws opened, and I was able to kind of scramble back up the hill and get the heck out of Dodge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Over 30,000 visitors are expected to flock to the area over the weekend and bask in the southern Utah sunshine while supporting their friends and family that are competing in three major sporting events. A Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow stronger beer despite LDS Church opposition. Cedar City police are asking for help identifying a man and woman suspected of fraudulently using credit cards. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for parts of southwest Utah and beyond from 8 this evening till 5 a.m. tomorrow. And a former St. George police officer, Mesquite Police Captain McQuaid Chesley, is now Mesquite's newest and youngest police chief. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy and 54 today, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance for rain tonight, 37 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain and 50. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Surely not everybody was kung fu fighting. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm being audited by the IRS.
No, your worst nightmare.
First of all, income tax is illegal.
Ron, most of these aren't even receipts. This one says, I bought supplies, 2007.
You won't find any bank statements either. I've heavily invested in gold, which I've buried in several different locations around Pawnee. Or have I?
One of my most favorite clips, though, I have to say, welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday, is Harry Reid. Trying to answer the question on whether taxes are voluntary. Oh, well, they're voluntary, but you have to pay them. But doesn't that mean that they're not voluntary? No, they're voluntary, but you have to pay them. It was just the funniest. Anyway, Ron Swanson, that character is now defunct, but he played it brilliantly. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And we have a conversation to be had, don't we? And it involves political power, and it involves what a president can do and what he should do. But I want to look at all the arguments actually a little more fairly in context of 2019. And of course, everybody's been hearing and talking about the wall. And so I want to play this clip for you. This was from today. This was from the from John Yoo, who is counsel, special counsel, and he was speaking on the legality of the wall. So I want to play this for you because I think it gives sort of a better perspective than people are getting on exactly what Trump is doing with this wall. And you can weigh in on this, 888-673-1450. This clip is about it's about 4 minutes long, but you'll hear him answer some questions. And so he was just asked about the wall. This is John Yoo. Here we go.
I think that we will be very successful in court. I think it's clear. And the people that say we create precedent, well, what do you have, 56 or a lot of times? Well, that's creating precedent. And many of those are far less important than having a border. You don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Let's bring in John Yoo. He is former Justice Department prosecutor. So I have heard from so many people, this is obviously not an emergency. It is a national emergency. Is there a definition somewhere of what qualifies as a national emergency?
Melissa, it's a great question. It's the fundamental question, and it's easily answered because this is not the president grabbing power like in the Korean War on his own constitutional authority to run the nation's steel mills. Instead, this is a case where Congress in 1976, as the congressman just mentioned on the last clip, recognized the president's power to declare national emergency, and then, here's the crucial part, did not define what a national emergency was. Instead, it left that up to the president. And so ever since that act, presidents have declared many national emergencies, sometimes not involving circumstances even close to this one. For example, President Obama declared a national emergency for the great swine flu epidemic of 2009. I don't know if you had the swine flu. I didn't get the swine flu. I don't think anyone got the swine flu that year. Mm. President Reagan declared a national emergency just because an export regulation was not renewed by Congress. So I think the past, and let me just say, no court has ever overturned or second-guessed a president's decision to declare a national emergency.
So does it make a difference that some have been saying that he's using it to reappropriate funds, that that's what the problem with this one is, not that he doesn't have the right to declare an emergency, but he doesn't have the power of the purse according to the Constitution?
Melissa, that, first of all, that is right. The Constitution gives the power of the purse to the Congress. It is the ultimate check on presidential power. However, again, here, the president isn't claiming he has the right to do this under the Constitution. Instead, after these other laws, the National Emergency Act and so on, Congress passed several bills many years ago that say once a national emergency is declared, the president's allowed to reallocate funds between different pots of money. All he has to show is that the new funds are used to build facilities that support the troops. Well, we have troops along the border. If the president can say the fence or a border is supporting those troops, making them safer, means we need to have less troops at the border. Again, this is a Congress gave him the power. Mm-hmm. He's using it. And again, no court has ever struck down a president's use of these reallocation authorities.
So is that the argument you would use in court? And what do you predict will happen as it goes through? I mean, you heard the president's prediction that it'll go to the Ninth Circuit, that he'll be enjoined for a while and stop from doing this as it makes its way to the Supreme Court. And then he thinks he would prevail there. What argument would you make and what do you think will happen?
I have to say, I was surprised. President Trump hasn't gone to law school, but he seems to be getting a better and better understanding of our legal system because he's getting sued all the time. That is exactly what's going to happen. It's almost like a court roulette. The plaintiffs who are going to challenge this bill, this declaration, are going to spin the roulette wheel and try their luck out here in California, where I am right now, where a number of the most anti-Trump decisions have come from. But And again, he also mentioned that just like the case involving the Muslim travel ban, the case went up through the courts, and eventually the Supreme Court accelerated hearing the case and eventually ruled in President Trump's favor. I think the same thing will happen here. There will be some lower court, some lower court judge somewhere in the country who will try to stop this declaration.
I don't want to run out of time before pointing out that there's another thing the president has said a lot in the past, and it's, you know, talking about President Obama's overuse of executive action. Let's listen. I'll get your reaction.
Yeah. And he doesn't deal with people, and he's a bad leader, and he can't get people into the room and, you know, twist their wrists, as the expression goes, and get them to make a deal. And now he has to use executive action, and this is a very, very dangerous thing that should be overridden easily by the Supreme Court. We're looking now at a situation should absolutely not pass muster in terms of constitutionality.
Your reaction real quick.
Well, you know, a famous congressman once said, where you stand depends on where you sit. And I think President Trump has a different view of presidential power now that he's in the hot seat. But let me say there's also a big difference. The President Obama's decision not to prosecute the immigration laws wasn't under a declaration of national emergency. That was more like a unilateral declaration of constitutional power by a president. Here, Trump says, and I think legitimately so, that he's acting under law given to him by Congress to use these powers.
John Yoo, thank you so much.
All right. Love to get your thoughts, because I do want to mention a few things. There are two sides really talking about this within, say, the conservative movement. And one is absolutely coming from at us from, say, like Ron Paul. Rand Paul, sorry. So I've had Rand Paul on, and I'd love to get him on again about this. So Rand Paul is talking about, hold on just a moment, let me cut that audio. Okay, so Rand Paul is talking about the fact that, in fact, before I get there, hold the line. I need to tell you that Naren Anwaya is coming on the show in the next hour, and she is amazing. She's an Iraqi Christian, and she talks a lot about the issues going on over there. She's been on Hannity multiple times, and she's spoken at in Washington D.C. All kinds of things that she's been up to. But we'll be talking to her in the next hour. Just wanted a big heads up, and in the final hour of the show today, a history lesson you'll never forget. So I want to preface that that hour with some things that are never talked about. And I'd like to get to those things, too. So back to the wall. So you have Rand Paul, and Rand Paul is right when he's saying, you know, is this going to set a precedent? He said, I, too, want stronger border security, including a wall. But how we do things matters. Over 1,000 pages dropped in the middle of the night, and an extra constitutional executive actions are wrong no matter what party does them. And I agree. There's a point to be made there, of course, based in principle, based in what they're allowed to do. Trump was right. There are and have been many national emergencies. This power was started by Ford in 75, and the National Emergencies Act. And the National Emergencies Act, the ones that he's talking about specifically, Trump, are the ones that basically they're dealing with other countries. So they're mostly just, they're the 58, actually. Trump had said 56. There's 58. 31 are still in effect. And it started, Carter enacted in 79 the national emergency with respect to Iran, response to Iran hostages. Clinton had some. His was with respect to weapons of mass destruction and also terrorists, Middle East. I mean, a lot of these are all different countries, as significant narcotic traffickers in Colombia and Sudanese government, all kinds of different ones. Almost every single one of them, except for swine flu and a couple of them, are about blocking the those in other countries on how they would affect America, and also property of persons undermining the democratic process in Zimbabwe. I mean, all kinds of different ones, but they're usually all foreign in some relation to us as a country, but foreign. Now, we do have a huge problem of people coming into this country that are foreign from other countries. So we do have quite the issue there, don't we? And so what's kind of interesting is when you look at all of these, you're thinking, well, it was all done in the name of us controlling foreign affairs in other countries that had to do with America, but not much here within our borders. But a national emergency, shouldn't that be something with that is really threatening our country? And is it? I would say it is. There are people out there that are arguing it isn't. Yet when they did the Borders Act, the 2006 Secure the Border Act, what was it about? It was about the peril to our country that foreign invaders were doing by coming over the border. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You have about a minute.
Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
I am so appreciative that you played that clip. Mm-hmm. That was really helpful to clarify some of the points.
Good.
I think all of us want to have more security, and I think we're all behind the wall idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think really the scary part to me is the bill that he signed. And if you read that bill, it's frightening. And I'm hoping that he didn't do that he just does the order and maybe he just forgoes that bill.
Mm-hmm.
But that bill is horrid.
Yeah.
Basically says, you know what? If these people come over, you know, they can take, we can just take ICE and we can make them, a tourist transportation device. So come in.
Yeah.
And where would you like to go, illegal
yeah.
immigrant, while you wait to be processed? Oh, you would like to go to Illinois. Well,
yeah.
Let's take you out to Illinois.
It's bad.
What in the heck?
Yeah.
Like,
I was just getting to that part.
So much more money.
Right. Let's get there in this next segment, because I wanted to introduce it as part of just the wall topic. And then let's go into that too. Well, I'll be right back. Thank you for that. Great point. Yep. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Saturday mornings at 9.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
It's the Love Your Floor sale going on now at Ogden's Flooring and Design with prices you'll love on carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and more. Plus, get a free premium pad upgrade and lifetime labor warranty on carpet and 0% interest for 12 months OAC.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
There are a lot of places that claim to offer affordable funeral services, but there's only one place in southern Utah that truly delivers. Affordable Funeral Services. With cremation starting at $795 and traditional funerals starting at $4,395, no one can beat the price.
Hi, this is Brian at Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456. Or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com and look for the candle.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic President's Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Hi, my name is Mary. I want to tell you about Stuckey Family Pharmacy and their pre-pack service. I take care of my husband's medications, and that's 13 pills every single day. It's overwhelming. When I found out Sam down at Stuckey Family Pharmacy will pre-pack all his pills for free, I was thrilled. It's so easy. He sends us a monthly tray of everything organized in individual days and times the pill should be taken, and they will deliver it for free. It really cuts down on my stress. Thank you, Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
It's the Findlay Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage now of significant savings and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia. So come take advantage and get your significant savings and low, low rates during the Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now at Findlay Kia on the savings side of the freeway. FindlayKiaSt.George.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. I want to mention Auto Body Central. If you have a wreck, of course, go over there because you know what? They're going to treat you right. And they did you know that you have a choice in who you can go to when you have a wreck? The insurance companies will tell you a couple of names because that's who they have done business with in the past. But did you know that that there's usually a reason that they, you know, say this is the person to go to? But you have a choice, and whoever you choose, choose Auto Body Central, because I've been there with my own car, and I'm telling you that I was so impressed with these guys, I decided to talk about them on the air, because I like what they do. They're very honest, they're very precise in getting the work done, and they're going to do it for the lowest cost. And I always say, you know, if you are didn't even want to go through insurance and you're in a wreck, go to Auto Body Central. They are in Washington, they are in the industrial park there, they are amazing. You can go to stgeorgebodyshop.com, and you can see more details on them, but choose them. You want somebody that's going to be able to give you the kind of service that you're expecting and do it very, very quickly. And that's what I was so impressed with. They did it fast. I had my car back and it has been amazing. So just please go to Auto Body Central and do yourself a huge favor. Just think ABC if you get into a wreck, but you can choose your provider, and the insurance companies won't often tell you that. And so I wanted to tell you that. By the way, the Republican Party is hosting Dick Morris tomorrow, and you may want to check that out. You may want to get some tickets. You can still get tickets. Go to the Republican Party website and get tickets for that. That is tomorrow evening, and a pretty big event here in St. George. Also, the gala is coming up for the Doctors Volunteer Clinic, and this is something I believe in because I think the work they're doing is incredible. They're fulfilling a role with volunteer doctors and nurses and equipment and all kinds of things where people are caught in the middle. They're not on Medicaid, but they don't have money to go to the doctor. They also provide mental health services. And they're having Alex Boyer, and they need the community to support them because they don't take federal funding, which I totally agree with. I love that they don't take federal funding. So they only take grants from businesses, and also it takes the community to rally around them. This is coming up May 18th. It's Alex Boyer. It's going to be at the Dixie Convention Center. He'll be singing. It's going to be incredible. You're not going to want to miss this. Tickets are $150 per person because they're raising money for the clinic, in which you could be have a great evening and a dinner. It's a black tie affair and an auction, all kinds of things. And then you know that you're helping the community in a way that I think is a really smart way to do it. So make sure you go over to doctorsvolunteerclinic.org. Doctorsvolunteerclinic.org. This is a great way to help out and get a dinner. And that is May 18th, and it's coming up. It'll sneak up on us. I just wanted to mention that too. So I was talking about the wall because, you know, of course, every Tom, Dick, and Harry in Utah, you know, every politician's weighing in on this. And whenever Chris Stewart's in an article, sometimes I just cringe. There's very few things that I'll ever be in agreement on Chris Stewart and our local congressman. And on this, he doesn't like this bill. Now, I understand that there could be some huge, you know, problems with this bill. One of the problems I see, and I'm just going to be real honest with you, is one of the ones that everybody's referring to is the Washington Post analysis of this bill, who are very against the border wall because they are liberal-owned media to the core. Jeff Bezos is so owned, in fact. I mean, stories will crop up in the Post that are pure fiction because he was told to put them in the paper. So whenever the Post comes out with something, I'm always a little leery from the onset. And then when everybody starts referring to the Post as their, backup source for what's inside this 1,000 pages of this bill for the wall, or this funding bill, I get really nervous. Not that it's not true, but I also know how they frame stories and how they'll go to an extent that no one else will. In fact, I see more egregious things come out of the Post than I do the Washington Post, and I do New York Times sometimes. So they talked about this, a soft cap on ICE detention, which is just what our caller was talking about. Democrats pushed in negotiations for a hard cap on how many immigrations and customs enforcement officers could detain. This is from the Post, arguing that the agency needs to focus its efforts on criminals, not otherwise law-abiding immigrants who are in the country illegally. The bill contains a provision aimed at lowering the detainee cap from the current level of 49 to 40,000. Republicans' aides say ICE will retain flexibility to maintain or exceed its current detention levels. The bill does include new restrictions on ICE detention practices, including a ban on restraining pregnant women, mandatory public disclosure of family separation. And it goes on to talk about increased census funding, a federal pay raise, after the freeze that Trump had on all of the administration last year. And then more technology, port infrastructure, customs and borders protection officers, and that they could hire as many as 1,200 new Border Patrol officers under the agreement. And it won $100 million in technology funding aimed at the stretches of border between ports of entry, as well as $112 million. And so I could go on and on. They go through some things. And so I'm looking at this with a skeptical eye, and also looking at this for some truths that may be contained in here, because sometimes they'll throw in some truths and then they'll expand in a way to opinionize it to frame it in a different way. But there are and there could be some huge potential problems. And then also it goes back to the wall itself. And can he do it this way? So when we did the funding in 2006, it wasn't completely funded, obviously. And it never got It never really got done. Very small portion, I think, even of that got finished. And they clearly didn't ask for enough funding for the wall, and knew that they weren't going to ask for enough funding. When the Congress does not act in the best interest of the American people, of protecting our nation, because they have vested interests, or they're bought and paid, or whatever their case may be, what should happen? When our own Congress doesn't do the job for years and years and years and decades to protect the people here, and it is able to influence our elections, and we have crime coming over, and we have a huge human trafficking problem, and we have so many issues coming over the border, and we know there are vested interests at heart, what would you do if you were president? I understand that we do not want to set a precedent. I understand that we will run into some huge, huge problems if we set precedences. But I also understand, and here's another point of view for you too, just to examine, because I want to just go at this from all points of view today, is that when we're really looking at this, I want to make sure we're looking at the fact that, does the other side ever need a precedent when it does anything? Setting a precedent, I'm not quite sure, should be the main argument here, only because they've never needed, Obama didn't have a precedent to send cash pallets over to Iran. He didn't have a precedent when truly orchestrating the Obamacare to shove that through. He didn't have a precedent for many precedences haven't needed to be set for people to do things. So as far as in the future, will this set a precedent? It could, that somebody could use, but I'm not even sure that that's the main part of the argument, because when people hijack the Constitution illegally, they'll do it. I don't think they even need to look at a president. They're just going to do it. So I don't have much faith that that they would even require a president to do that. Now, the president's power. Should he be able to do this? This was something that was signed in by a president to be able to do this National Emergencies Act. And can he appropriate funds? Johnny, you answered that when he talked about the fact that, yes, you can juggle monies around to protect the people of America if there is an ongoing attack. If we're being attacked, are we being attacked? What do you think? Are we? So that's another part of this question. And I'm just trying to examine all angles. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I love your show.
Thank you.
My job was taken my whole career by illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I was a drywaller, and you know, I think it's important for people to remember the argument used to be they're coming here to do the jobs that nobody wants to do.
Right.
And, of course, they don't say that much anymore. Now it's some kind of right for them to come here.
Yeah.
But the bill is proof to me that neither side, and I always knew this, neither side wants the wall. You know, that's just so mm-hmm. obvious from this bill.
Yep.
There's no way the wall would have been built, even if they said they were going to build the wall. They'll take the money away. So I don't care what the bill says. I don't care what anybody does. Use the Army and build the wall. And mm-hmm. Later on, they can have a national emergency to try to take the wall down, and we can try to defend it or whatever we're going to do. But the wall is never going to be built by either one of the political parties. This bill is a joke. If you look through the bill, I've been reading parts of it and listening to people on parts of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you mm-hmm. know, beyond upset is not even a word. And, you know, let Trump build the wall and let him use the Army. I don't care what they use. They could actually take the, what do they get, $1.6 billion something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They could print that up in ones mm-hmm. and stack it as pallets
right.
at the border. Mm-hmm. And we could make a wall all the way across with about a 4-foot-high pallets is how much, you know, $1 billion is in ones.
Right.
So just print it up and let's stack it up for now. And
there you go.
See what we can do. But
it goes to show you that in the Fed's hands, no matter what they do, it probably won't be right for the American people anymore. It'll be interest bought or bought and sold. So the states are going to have to lead out with very strong governors. I, for one, think we have a total wuss as a governor in the state of Utah. I don't have any faith in him. I don't have an ounce of faith in him, actually. And so we need strong governors that are really and truly going to stand up for their state and then protect their state. And so the states really should take the helm at this. And I've kept saying that only because it's the only thing, the only resolution to this, I think. Because in the Fed's hands, you're going to get this kind of stuff going on. So
the Civil War 2.0 is all about governors, mm-hmm. you know, who our governor is. And if you look what's happening in New Mexico, you know, she's taking down the barriers and going to let them pour in through New Mexico. And now they're going to try to flood Albuquerque and make it a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about getting enough people in for the census. That's why they're fighting tooth and nail not to allow the citizenship question on the census.
Right.
Because they want to flood Congress mm-hmm. With illegal votes. They can't take away the Senate. You know, you only get two in the Senate, and they're going to find a way around that somehow. But the other side of the Senate,
mm-hmm.
They're going to keep flooding like they did with California, where they're overrepresented.
Right, right.
You know, if a doctor swims across the Rio Grande and opens up a doctor's office, they'll put him in prison for 20 years.
Yeah.
If a lawyer swims the Rio Grande, he'll go to prison for 20 years. So I'm kind of happy to see finally that maybe some of the other people are affected by this other than just carpenters and plumbers and people who used to mow lawns.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Exactly. Thank you. We have a break, but thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Really appreciate it. There's more to this conversation that needs to be had, but you have to think about also where precedence is set. Do presidents act using these same powers nefariously? Yeah, yeah, we saw a lot of that. Saw a lot of that with Bush and Obama, and we saw a lot with Clinton, and we saw a lot under George H. and that went unnoticed. We see a lot of this going on. I don't think that's going to stop. Is this in the best interest of the people? Yeah. Is it not in the interest of the globalist? Yeah. So I'm all for it. The wall itself being built. But I think the state should do it. But be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
It's here. Robert Judd Auto Sales has opened their new repair shop. Need repair work done on your vehicle? This is the place. With fair rates and the same personal service you've loved for so many years from Robert Judd Auto Sales and his staff, you'll know you're getting the best deal in town. They're family-owned and operated and will take care of you. Find them across the street from the Fiesta Fun Go-Kart Track or call them at 435-669-4980. That's 669-4980. When your car needs help, make sure you visit Robert Judd Auto Sales Repair Shop.
Rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's the Love Your Floor sale going on now at Ogden's Flooring and Design with prices you'll love on carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and more. Plus, get a free premium pad upgrade and lifetime labor warranty on carpet and 0% interest for 12 months OAC.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Did you know that according to some estimates, our carpet accumulates up to 40 pounds of dirt, dust, and dander in a year? Well, not to mention the food, mold, hair, and other nasty stuff that is just not healthy. Our carpet is the largest filter in our homes, and sometimes it needs a deep cleaning. Well, good news. It's February, and Zero Res is going to help you love your carpet again. Zero Res can make your carpet look, feel, and smell like new again. There's zero residue, so your carpet stays cleaner longer. Love your carpet again in February. Carpet cleaning at the low, low price of $89 for three rooms. And get the fourth room cleaned for just $14. That's right, $89 for three rooms and get a fourth room for just $14. Zero Res will also clean your tile and grout for 75 cents per square foot. Now that is dirt cheap. The service must be completed in the month of February, so call today. 435-215-1175. That's 215-1175. Or go to ZeroResSt.George.com.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Ever wonder why there's so many Subaru Outbacks on the road? Well, you won't really understand until you come to Findlay Subaru and drive an Outback for yourself. And right now is the perfect time because there's 0% APR financing on all new 2019 Outback models through February 28th. Now is the time to drive a 2019 Outback and get 0% APR financing through February 28th. You owe it to yourself. Findlay Subaru, on the saving side of the freeway, because we believe in you.
Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Cold late nights so long ago, when I was not so strong, you know. Never seen eyes so blue, so I could not run.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Glad you're tuning in. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics Ryan was on for the Health Minute on Wednesday, and there's a gene that can cause brain fog. It can cause all kinds of things. Make sure that 30% of us have it and don't know it. Make sure that you can get over and they can do a quick test and figure it out. Figure out if you have it or not, or if you have those kinds of symptoms. Make sure you get over there too for hyperbaric, because the intake of pure oxygen for an hour can do wonders for your body, your immune system, your collagen. It's a perk. And also get you healthy. So there's no reason in the world not to go in. Inside Out Hyperbarics, get some help. They help with brain trauma. They help with autism. They help with MS, cancer. And if your body is just not working the way it used to, go get in and see what hyperbaric can do for you. Strongly advise. On the wall, there was an analysis back last April on the wall, or August, I'm sorry, August, that talked about three problems in this bill. The first problematic amendment, one that would fundamentally broaden the U.S. asylum system. Another problematic amendment is, rather than fixing the loopholes, it actually doubles down on them in the U.S. immigration law, and then doesn't allow any funding to enforce immigration laws against anyone who is approved for the Deferred Action of Childhood Arrivals executive amnesty. And so, in order to be granted asylum, an individual must be able or unwilling to return to his or her country or nationality. That's usually how it's supposed to go, although they all claim asylum now. And so they figured that one out. There was a change in 2014 in that. And they changed the definition. And the result of that decision, together with law enforcement policies under Obama, is when the asylum claims skyrocketed. Because it could be from violence or espousal violence. I mean, it could be numerous things, not just having to do with just the country itself or politics of the country or what have you, persecution. And so... So we have all of these claims. And so what do you do with these people? And so to curb that, Sessions overruled 2014 decision by the Immigration Board, returning the U.S. to its proper reading of U.S. asylum law, which is a good direction. And then the amendment in the appropriation bill would not allow Department of Homeland Security officers to use Sessions' new directive. And it expanded U.S. asylum law, encouraging more lawlessness at U.S. borders. And then was really undermining the entire immigration system. I see a lot of people hijacking the system because the system works so favorably to the nefarious forces at work with global intentions, with turning this country inside out, with crime, with drug trafficking, with in the way that the drug traffickers bolster up our banks, in the way that human trafficking is done. There are... I don't ever expect a bill to not have this junk, because this is what we're, this is who we are now in Congress. This is who we are now in the Senate. This bill represents kind of who they are, these criminals that are running this country. And so what do you do to sort of tourniquet the bleeding, if you would, that is happening on our border every day? What do you do? And so actually the New American came out with a piece and talked about the $8 billion, and it talked about, you know, Trump said that he's going to be signing this national emergency. It's been signed many times before, and that he signed it this morning and said that the situation at the border is an emergency because of the flow of drugs and criminals. And he's right. He also asked women to, you know, stand, show pictures of family members killed by illegal aliens. And then he's going to get access to about $8 billion worth of money that can be used to secure the southern border, despite the money for the technology and the building of the wall. Like I said, it should be the states doing this. That's where I stand on this. But just trying to get all angles of this and really kind of bring it into perspective, you know, Trump will more likely seek $600 million from a Treasury Department drug forfeiture fund and $2.5 billion from a Department of Defense drug interdiction program. And the forfeiture money will come from U.S. Secret Service, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Criminal Investigations Bureau of the IRS. None of those things, almost all of them, should not even exist, by the way. But they have lots of money. So the money could be used to promote the use of proceeds from asset forfeitures to fund programs and activities aimed at disrupting criminal enterprises. And that's how it's being used, is because we are interrupting, not solving, but interrupting a criminal enterprise. And so the president's also going to draw $3.6 billion from military construction appropriations. And so doing that required the declaration of a national emergency, which he can use because they enacted this. Congress gave this presidential power to the president. And there's also some formalities that have to happen with Congress afterwards. But so it can be reined in, too. It never has, but it can be. Obama used it for swine flu. Nobody seemed to have much issue with that. Some constitutionalists did, like us. You know, we had problems with him doing that. But there again, a lot of people didn't think that was bad because it was for the American people. Now, this wall is for the American people. It's to protect the American people. And so can it be used in this way? You know, if they're unwilling to take all of the money that they are taking from the American people, and I mean stealing us blind. Remember, I just did a show on $23 trillion missing that they're still not accounting for. They have a lot of money flowing in and out of the United States, and we will never even know the true amount. That's just the stuff that was caught. So we have a huge problem in that this, in particular, is a problem that threatens all of us. And when they passed the Secure Border Act in 2006, that's all they talked about was the danger to the American people. And that was, you know, obviously 13 years ago. And it was we are in imminent danger. Our borders are too loose. We need to do something about it. And so what I always find interesting is why we can attach so many things onto a building of a wall. If they're fighting this hard, and many nefarious creeps in government will, if they're fighting it this hard, they're always going to leave a gazillion loopholes for the system to get worse or allow the criminals to come over in some fashion. And so the wall can stop a number of them, but not everybody. And it's obviously we're going to have issues coming in with some of these things that are passed. And so that's a huge, huge problem. Why have you ever thought about the fact that we never have anyone in Congress like Chris Stewart? Why doesn't he pass a bill saying that you cannot combine the monies that are appropriated to different things together, that you cannot do that anymore? Small omnibus, big omnibus, however you want to look at this, why are we still in 2019 signing these bills together so you always have to take the good with the bad? Where is the courage that comes from anyone in Congress or the Senate that is working on that? For all the things that they work on and tell us they're working on for veterans or for whatever the case may be, and I'm talking a gazillion things, why is it that no one's willing to do that and to dismantle these funding bills so they have to be done separately? Because if you're passing things along in a bill that have anything to do that isn't with the construction of the wall, or the manpower that's on the wall, shouldn't everything else be separate so that we don't have to take a bill like this? So you don't have to get the bad with this, with something that is just going to protect our nation. And I see that Trump has and wants to protect the country, because no other president was willing to put through this wall in the last three decades. Nobody was willing to do this. And he's pushing forward, which tells me he cares enough about the American people that he wants to see this stopped. And he sees the problems of abuse with trafficking. And he knows that no matter what he does in office, they're going to do what they're going to do when they get into office. And it has nothing to do with what he's going to do. Although, going back to principle, somebody must stand up for the Constitution and stick to the Constitution. We have to. If we don't, we might as well just throw it out the window now. So how do you work in a system that is wrought with all of this junk? How do you work within this system and protect the very people that you're president over? How do you do it? Well, it's supposed to go through Congress. What if Congress is unwilling to do it and has been unwilling to do it for years? It doesn't even matter the side of the aisle. They're just unwilling to do something about it. Then what do you do? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more with your comments, Kate. You're, as always, spot on here. I just thought you might be interested in knowing that I called my representative, John Curtis's office. I had thought he'd voted in favor of the financing, but he did not. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I must apologize and congratulate him. The reasons weren't the right reasons, but he did vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, excuse me, I'm going to call my Senator Mitt Romney and give him my ire to him instead.
Yeah.
And sure enough, his office confirmed that he voted in favor of it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And I said, ma'am, would you please pass on to the senator that though he's a rookie or a freshman at the moment, he has already broken his oath of office, and he is unfit to be in office already.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's what's really funny is they put this all into an omnibus, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. So if one part of it is unconstitutional, your answer is right there.
Yeah.
If you're keeping your oath of office, if we likened our oath of offices to our marriage vows.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife or your spouse would be happy if you, well, she thought I was really cute. That's why we got into bed.
Right.
There's always a reason.
Yeah.
But it's never an excuse no matter what.
Yeah, and you'll never see somebody try to pass that.
One out of 100 times we met or whatever. If it were like a marriage vow, it suddenly comes into focus. Senator Romney, you have failed us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to be in office already.
Right. I could say that many times over for him, as far as him in general. And also, this is why you never see somebody with the courage to pass a bill like that. You know, it doesn't even matter what other bill right now. We have to stop doing this, and we have to stop passing it as one lump so that everybody has to go along. And you know, we won't get a bill that says this is just for the construction of the wall, which we desperately need. And so what do you do? The states are going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. I sat on a city council a number of years ago, and we would get our packets of information that we're going to be voting on at the council meeting, often the night before, occasionally the day of, and rarely with any time to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally said to them, look, council, I'm warning you right now, if we don't get these packets at least 3 days in advance, so we have some time to read so that we can intelligently vote and ask questions on the issue, I will vote no on everything. Nothing happened. I voted no on everything.
Yeah.
Then after a while, they started realizing they needed my vote, and that became the policy that they have to have it at least 3 days in advance.
Yeah, to ground it, to ground it to a level of principle and say, I won't do this unless, and I understand why you did that. I thought that's very smart.
And so the question has to be asked. You didn't even read the bill.
Yeah.
How could you have even read the bill, and then you voted for it?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're told how to vote.
Good work. Yeah. Call your senators, folks out there. Go get them.
Right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much. So we have a huge problem in that, and this is what I was just trying to describe, is that we have the principle of the Constitution. We have its precedent, right? That's the precedent. And that we must stick to that no matter what, because no matter what, you still have to do the right thing. Even when everyone else is doing wrong, you still have to do the right thing. The national emergency situation is a different one because it shouldn't be an authority to do that, truly. You should be able to get through something to Congress and then to the president's desk using the three branches of government if you're going to utilize the Constitution. So we really shouldn't have a national emergency as anything. They use that and they hijack that and directed Ford to put that through, by the way. He was a very, very directed president. People don't understand that. But they got it through under him, and it shouldn't be. Although, what do you do when they are robbing, your own Congress and Senate is robbing the people blind and not protecting them? Well, my only answer is that the states have the authority and can step up and can do this. And that we need to remind people that that is the best solution at hand. It's the best solution at hand. And I can understand all sides of this argument. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, and we might be making immigration much worse with this bill, much worse. We have many, many more problems than we ever even thought we would have. We still, the states are going to have to step up. We're going to have to get governors in that care about the people and stop taking their orders and stop taking the federal funding strings attached. We're just going to have to. There's just no question anymore. This is a big lesson for us. So I'll be right back with Naren and Waya. She's fantastic. Don't miss this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.